don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made with, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts and Happy New Year. Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year, man. You were a little grumpy about New Year a couple of years ago. How's your overall feeling about New Year's now?
I'm grumpy about every New Year. And it has nothing to do with not being I guess it does. It has nothing to do with opposing a new year, but it has to do with the focus that people put on like it being a new beginning. Like you get a new calendar, literally the only thing that's different. Like it's a completely arbitrary time to start a calendar. So
I saw the Babylon Bee post that Planet Fitness is offering a 2-week incentive for everyone's New Year's resolution. And I think that's being generous, like 2 weeks.
I think so too. And, I can't get down with it. I don't know if that's me being short-sighted or hateful toward people, but
I genuinely think we should always like resolve to make ourselves better, you know?
But why wait till January?
But you and I completely get behind what you say is that if you recognize something that needs your resolve to do it now and don't wait until January 1.
Right. Don't wait until January 1. Don't wait until the beginning of the next month or the beginning of the next week.
Why put off for tomorrow what you could do today?
John is, in fact, a fortune cookie.
I thought that was John F. Kennedy. Wait. No.
You can do for your country. It's not what your country can do for you. It's what you can do for your country.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I don't like. Ask not what your country can do for you. It's what you can do for your country.
If you've noticed, I've closed my eyes because I'm trying to picture. Yeah, I can picture him, but your voice or his voice and his face if I close my eyes.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, no. I can picture him as an Irishman.
I have a shotgun about 20 feet away from me. Let me go grab that. We'll make this more realistic.
What a shotgun. Can't shoot a shotgun from that far.
Yeah. But
they had our close-up. There were two rifles on the
what? Oh, man, I'm so sorry. This was going so well. What, the grassy knoll.
The grassy knoll. Yeah, there was. You ever watch Zoolander?
It's been a long, long time.
It's so good. But basically, the plot of the movie is that all assassins are models.
Models?
So they're like, nah, Henry, or Roy Oswalt? No, that was a pitcher for the Phillies. What is wrong with me?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
He wasn't really good looking, but those two lookers on the grassy knoll sure were.
Two lookers? They were buying into the conspiracy theory in Zoolander days?
Yeah.
I thought there was only one shooter.
I think that's happened since the day he was shot. Immediate conspiracy. What, boom.
What's the threshold of famousicity? Like, if I got murdered, there's no conspiracy. I was murdered. If I'm Sean Ryan and I get murdered, I'm assassinated and there's a conspiracy. You know what I mean?
Why would you even bring that up? Now if somebody kills Sean Ryan, they're going to call us.
Dude, I've been listening to Sean Ryan a lot. I mean, the dichotomy in episodes that I've listened to in the last 48 hours, I went from a priest, he's a doctor.
Dr. Dan Schneider.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did you listen to that one too?
Not yet. But
it was like a 3.5 hour episode, which was perfect because I had a 4 hour drive. Wonderful. But then on my way home, I was like, oh, he interviewed Hunter Biden. Holy crap, it's 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
But I listened to that. Well, I listened to most of it.
That's what I like. I mean, I do feel like he has some political leaning that he's not ashamed of. But he's also like very practical, common sense. He's got a lot of different people coming on.
I don't know, like a 5.5 hour interview. Now, I get it. The guy has a lot to talk about. But my God, man, that's a long time to talk to somebody.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, we never do more than an hour with anybody, really. There are a few where we've been like, oh, we could have kept going, but never like that.
I mean, I'm 3 hours or so in, and I'm still, like, highly engaged.
And we I wonder if they like take a lunch break after 2 hours and they see it.
That's a long, long interview. Yeah. They probably go smoke some, smoke some whiskey, but smoke some cigars, drink some whiskey. Hunter Biden can't do any of that. I learned he's 6 years sobers.
Sobers. You're no year sobers, apparently.
So far, they haven't asked him.
A wild new year?
Sean hasn't asked him yet, like, was that your cocaine in the White House?
Yeah.
Now, the timeline would say no, because he would have been sober at that time. I don't know how many people would have had cocaine in the White House. So
I'd say everybody, pretty much. I think it's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to get political. I'm going to ring in the new year with, you know, a new attitude. Positivity.
Really?
Yep. I feel like Washington, D.C. is corrupt. So I
was
going to
say, over the last 3 months, I feel like you've gone the other direction.
Man, I don't know. I got some fun things to talk about, but none of them are going to make me upset. One of them I was upset until it played out, and then I was fine.
Yeah, I get that. I'm kind of upset about that as well. But
Okay. Well, let's talk about it.
Can we start out with the earthquake?
Yeah, man. That's on my list.
Yeah, so we had an earthquake.
Sunday, December 28th.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I want to say the 20.
I'm literally looking at a calendar. It's the 28th.
All right. Side note, when I retire, I need a watch that instead of the time tells me the day of the week. I don't know what day it is most days.
I think you can set your watch to have the day of the week on it.
That's all I want. I don't need the time. I just want the day of the week. So okay. I want 7 equal segments with my, you know, sweeping hand movement to just tell me what day it is. Time is irrelevant.
Overkill.
I'm going to bed at like 1 a.m., waking up at 5 or 6 a.m. Feel amazing. But I don't know what day it is. I would have bet money that today was Wednesday. It's definitely Tuesday.
Definitely Tuesday. So we're recording this before the new year, but it's New Year's in our hearts.
Yeah.
But we had an earthquake on Sunday. So I'm sitting in my living room. My mom's up to visit. We're having a lovely time. That day was 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, it was gorgeous outside. Amazing. So I had kids outside riding bikes and throwing frisbees. And at some point, it sounded like somebody slammed our back door.
Yep.
Like, maybe the Incredible Hulk slammed our back door. And the house kind of shook. And I was like, oh, that's a... wonder who's strong enough to do that? And then I just moved on. Like, 10 minutes later, you text me. And you're like, did you feel that earthquake?
Yeah, I was sitting in my basement on the couch watching a show with my son and his friend. And, like, I heard... we have this piece of furniture under the TV down there, and I heard the doors on it rattle. And then I heard what sounded like just a really long, sustained thunder, like mm-hmm. rolling thunder. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was beautiful and sunny outside. So I figured, number one, a bomb has went off, which might sound crazy, but we live really close to like an army facility.
Yeah.
And so I thought, maybe they're doing some training over there.
I mean, they have done things where there have been loud booms.
Yeah.
So that would not be out of reach.
But the more I thought, I was like, you know what? That was an earthquake because of how long and sustained it was. So I got online and I have this website that tells me all of the earthquakes anywhere in the world, anytime. And after about 15 minutes or 10 minutes, yeah, it popped up. 3.2 magnitude earthquake, 20 miles away from where you and I live.
So can you give me a guide to understand what that number means? Like,
well, it goes from 0 to 10.
Okay, 10 so bad, it goes, it's zero. Not 5. Because I was like, if it goes 0 to 5, that should have been worse.
No, I think tornadoes are 1 to 5.
Like an F5?
And this is another thing about America. Why can't all calamities be on a scale of 1 to 5?
How bad?
You're the fourth person to ask me that.
Was this Sharknado? Yeah. It was a 5.
Yeah. Tornadoes go up to 5. Earthquakes go up to 10.
We will do anything to avoid the metric system.
It was a low-level earthquake. But I tell you, 20 miles away from where that happened and we felt it the way we did, that was not it wasn't a huge earthquake. No major damage, but...
was there any major damage anywhere that you've heard of?
As far as I think the extent of it has been like cracked drywall.
Okay. So if I just go crack my drywall, mm-hmm. what's the insurance situation?
Insurance fraud carries a penalty. It's on a scale of 1 to 7. It is a 2.
That's a 6.5 fraud.
I do have cracks in my drywall. So
from that?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was before. I think scientists know that we are on the brink of a major earthquake. And I've said this before, maybe on here. But when I first had homeowners insurance, earthquake policy was built into that coverage. And then about, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it switched to where if you want earthquake coverage, you have to buy it separately. It's like $300 or $400 a year.
Wow. Okay.
So we live north of us on I-75. There is a major fault line, and it hasn't had activity in over 100 years. So I think scientists are expecting that, and I think that the underwriters realize we probably don't want to cover this anymore.
But it didn't come from that fault line, did it?
Nope. No, it came from a different one, which I didn't even know existed.
I was going to say, I mean, it has to come from one somewhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that one is tied in to the bigger one somehow.
Tectonic plates shifting. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember what an earthquake means, but
I'm really hoping Pangea 2 would happen. And okay. then like my property would just be isolated, like our cul-de-sac. If it could be an island,
okay,
would be awesome.
I thought you were going to split it at the creek and
no.
And get away from us.
No, maybe if a major Pangea happened and got the middle neighbor out from us and sent him really far away and then somehow combined our lands, I'd be fine with that too.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that more for sure. But that is actually the second earthquake I've been in. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. My family went out to LA a couple summers ago. There was an earthquake while we were there. Like,
do you remember what scale it was?
I think it was a G.
Was it
a G scale?
Was it?
It was a B flat.
Did you feel it more than you felt this last
time? I was at a baseball game in Anaheim. Angie was at our rental house in Los Angeles.
Anaheim Angels?
Yes.
Okay.
And she said she felt it heavily, and like the chandelier was shaking. Like she was like, it was legit. But I didn't feel it. I was at the baseball game and had no idea until I got back.
Dang. That's just a common part of life out there, you know?
Yeah, I think they're just like, they just grab the vase, make sure it doesn't fall, and then move on with life. Which, I mean,
there was another one in Berea 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I remember I was at my old house and felt it. It was not anywhere as major as this, but I did feel it.
Yeah, this one was definitely noticeable. And I don't know. Is it happening more often? Is it leading to a bigger one? Is it, I didn't know if there was any damage anywhere. Or there's, like, we can predict tornadoes to some degree. Mm-hmm. Are we doing anything to predict earthquakes?
I don't think so. I did notice that same day there were at least six to eight.
Thank you, golly.
There were like 6 to 8 earthquakes in Alaska. Some of them over 5-point-something magnitude. I don't know what's going on
in Alaska.
I don't know what's going on up there.
A lot.
Apparently. There's volcanoes going off, you know. We had, so Sunday, earthquake day, 73 degrees outside. Felt amazing. I wore shorts to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Got some looks. Monday woke up.
The way
up,
you say that makes it sound like just people, everybody was checking out your legs.
Well, they were.
Got some
looks.
But
not in a positive way.
Okay.
Woke up Monday morning, drove to Virginia. It was 20 and felt like 5 outside.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
It, you know, so we went from sunny and 70 to snowy in one day.
50 degree drop. That feels like a lot in one day. I'm sure it's not the biggest one, but it felt like a lot. I mean, obviously, I'm still wearing shorts, but it is what it is.
I hate it. I'm ready for summertime again.
I like this. I was talking to my mom just about like cities I've been to and ones I've enjoyed more than others. And Minneapolis, man, it's always cold. So they're like, it feels like a super clean city. They have crosswalks between buildings if it's below zero, so you never have to go outside if you don't have to.
Minneapolis. What state is that in?
Minneapolis?
I'm drawing a blank.
Minnesota.
Is that where you should be a daycare right now? Is that where that's at? Have you heard about that?
I think that's throughout the state, but yeah.
Okay.
Minnesota, a lot of fake daycares.
Yeah, right, man. Now. I want to open a daycare.
$9 billion of money has been sent to fake places.
And do you know how many fake places?
How many?
14.
Dude.
That's a lot per.
Can I just have daycare. One fake place?
Yeah, I would love to.
That's more than $500 million.
You know what I would do?
Fake place.
I would actually own a daycare. I mean, God almighty.
I don't know about daycare. I don't know about kids. I don't know how much you could pay if me for that.
Look, I'll never be there. For that money, I mean, God almighty. Like, you could hire a team of doctors to watch those children.
Right.
Per child, doctors.
Yeah.
Everybody gets every doctor they could possibly need. Endocrinologist, brainologist, you know?
Rocket surgeon.
Orthopedic surgeons. I mean, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
No, it's cool, though. It's just our tax money. You know, it's money that could be feeding my children.
6 minutes ago when you said you didn't want to get political, and I was just talking about liking cold things?
It makes me want to punch something. Like,
I mean,
$9 billion.
Yeah.
That's not made up money. That's money that could have bought
honestly,
my kids more
I
Christmas
think
presents.
All money is made up at this point.
Well, it comes out of my
money.
Paycheck.
Yeah.
And that's real.
Well, if it didn't go there, it was going to go to something else that's dumb.
Thanks, man. That really helped. I love when you encourage me.
It's not going to anything good, so just ignore it. Or stop paying them.
All right. Let's talk about something
else. Get paid
else.
In cash and bury it in your yard.
That's the way it should be.
Well, let's talk about the one thing that made you mad.
Okay.
Because we already kind of delved into that with the Pangea situation.
So, I don't know what day this was. I've lost all track of time.
No idea what day it is.
It was after Christmas. It was post-Christmas.
Yep.
Maybe
one of the warm days.
A day or so removed. So, we've talked about a neighbor. I'm comfortable talking to him about this, so I'll talk about it on here. The guy waits until after dark to mow in the summertime, which means 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah, mower full going, and we don't live in a super tight quarters, but you can, I mean, it's obvious.
The front of my house faces, like my daughter's room is in the front of the house. It faces his yard. So at 11 o'clock, she's being woke up because he's mowing the yard. Well, this week has been unusually warm, so he's been out doing all kinds of work, and part of it, for whatever reason, has involved a lawnmower. I don't care anymore, whatever. But I'm going to bed. It's about midnight. And my son sleeps downstairs, and I heard just some loud banging. Like I thought my son was downstairs. Like,
this was also pre-earthquake, just in case anybody wonders. Okay.
I thought he was down there, like, taking something, like, beating his dresser is what it sounded like. Like, just pushing a drawer in, pulling it out, pushing it back in again as hard as he could. So I'm thinking, somebody's ticked this boy off.
Yep.
So I text him, I'm like, hey, dude, what are you doing? He's like, Dad, I don't know, but I'm scared. I was like, okay, well, now we got a problem. So I grab some tactical equipment. One of the things is a flashlight.
Okay.
And I...
What are the other things?
You don't need to know. Pinpoint the location of where I think the sound's coming from. And I go out my back door, stand on my back porch, and I look, and someone appears to be breaking into my neighbor's shed that's in his backyard.
Yep.
But the guy looks like my neighbor.
Yeah, like somebody's breaking into your shed. He looks just like you.
So I shine my flashlight at him, and I have a button on my flashlight that will do the strobe light.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. Old boy doesn't pay any attention to that. So then I shine it as bright as I can, and I yell, hey! He turns around, and this guy has been known to fly off the handle. But he turns around, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I can't get my door to shut. I'm sorry. I'll stop right now. He didn't bang that door another time. I don't know. I don't know what he was trying to do, but if that door wasn't shutting after the many, many times he hit it, it ain't shutting at all.
No.
But he was immediately apologetic. And I'm not trying to say anything about my size versus your size, but for whatever reason, your all's relationship is not the same as ours.
No, not at all.
So I wondered what would happen if you would have yelled, hey. Like, I think he would have probably started cussing.
I think he would have probably just kept going and expected me to go away.
It's not like, I don't know. I don't know why he and I have always jived and why you and him don't.
So I will say it was pretty warm. the few nights after Christmas, some of my kids got a light up Frisbee. We were throwing Frisbee after dark in t-shirts every night. And that night in particular, I remember him being outside. So it was warm. Did you put a shirt on before you went outside?
No, no. So I did have shorts.
So just shorts, no shirt.
Mm-hmm.
December 27th-ish.
Yeah. But I mean, I could have camped out there all night. Felt amazing.
Yeah.
Not even a fire.
I just think that may have had something to do with the reaction of him being struck by the glare of your white skin. Like, he probably thought you were... I wasn't
shining the flashlight off my belly onto him.
You probably thought you were an angel. He's like, I can't even look at this thing. It's so bright.
No. You know how the cops will, like, shine the light in your face to where you can't see?
No, I don't. Why would I know that?
Oh, well.
If I'm at Chick-fil-A and they tell me to go right, I go right. I don't turn left and yell at them.
I had a cool Chick-fil-A experience I'll tell you about off the air. I don't want to tell it on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. But it involved a Chick-fil-A and a prisoner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Like most stories do, right?
Never had seen that happen before, but it was kind of cool. I'll tell you about it off the air.
Well, you obviously didn't ask me for assistance or to come out and talk to that guy with you, but there was...
I texted Chris, the other neighbor.
There was another time this week when you asked for my help.
Okay.
The fact that... You don't remember it as the only time you've ever asked me for help for anything?
Hold on. This week?
It's been in the last 10 days.
Okay. So it's been since like Christmas vacation time though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
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 You asked me for, you were working on something at church and you're like, hey, can you come?
When you were little and you had your a muscles? Good dad, did he ever just like let you have a win, you know?
No, it was usually just holding the flashlight and getting yelled at.
I'd like to say that that's what I was doing with you, but no, man, I've got a problem with my wrist.
I rolled my sleeves up. I took out the pliers, and I got the job done.
So I'm working on this piece of equipment at our church, and it's a broken pipe situation. And I noticed before I repaired the pipe, one of the pipes had a bunch of corrosion in it that I needed to get removed. Yep. So I took...
If you don't know what corrosion is, Google is spelled like it sounds.
Yeah. I took a wide
corrosion
brush.
Is not.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know how to spell corrosion. Anyway, I took a wire brush that had other purposes and I cut half of the handle off and put the rest of it in my drill so that I could run that through the pipe really, really good, get it cleaned out. And it got stuck and it came off my drill and it was like stuck up in a piece of equipment that is literally like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Like a pretty vital piece. Yeah.
So yeah. I tried and tried. And man, I've got some arthritis happening in my wrist. And I could not get that out. Like, I tried as hard as I could. And I was sweating. I might have cried. Definitely cussed at church. I didn't.
Legitimately, why did you ask me?
Legitimately, because
there were many men there.
I couldn't do it.
There were manlier.
Dude, you're a manly
man.
So
you didn't want to.
You're from Harlan. You had a pet raccoon.
You asked me because you knew I couldn't judge you. You didn't go ask.
You're my best friend.
You didn't go ask.
Is that what you wanted to hear?
Brian,
I love you, Jamie. Is that what you want?
It's about time.
I needed your little hands.
That's what I told my. I was like, I think my hands were just smaller, and it was
no, dude.
They're like carny hands.
I don't. Yeah, I just wanted to go to you. I don't like talking to a lot of other people. So if I have to admit my failures, I'd rather do that to you.
I wanted to just walk throughout the church with the pliers and the piece in my hand and hold it above in victory. But
I had to go back there actually on Sunday night to finish the insulation because it was going to get really cold the next day. And I found that piece, and I almost, like, saved it for you and framed it.
Put it in a jar. Like,
no, I legitimately needed your help, and I appreciate you being there.
Yeah, you just don't do that very often, so I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah.
So,
this wrist, my right wrist, I don't know, man. I do think I've got the arthritis, and also in my right knee.
Yeah, your knee's been weird. You made a statement last week about stairs, and I think you're doing – I don't even know what you said, but what I heard was – I can't even go up or down two stairs twice with my left foot, right foot anymore. And I was like, I don't know what you said, but I think you're doing stairs wrong.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
What you said.
What I meant to say is like, I can't do one foot on each stair anymore. So I have to go up and put both feet on one stair.
That's not good.
I know.
Like
I feel like a 90-year-old man right now.
There should be an age limit to doing that. And if you're below 65, you should have to go to the doctor immediately.
Here's the thing, man. If this would have happened to me in October, I would have went. I've met my out-of-pocket max. I could have got any surgery I needed for free. At this point in the year, I'm paying full price for that sucker. So I'm stuck like this for at least another 7 to 8 months.
Yeah, it's thanks for not saying the other numbers. You got 2 days. You can at least go get the x-ray probably. But then they're going to want to schedule the surgery. I get it. It's a whole thing.
It's just better to wait and then get it more damaged.
Have you always had knee trouble?
I mean, this started when my oldest kid was probably, I don't know, 6 years old. I went metal detecting one day, and I was walking around in the mountains just feeling like, you know, I was 18 again.
Just kind of mathing in my head a little bit. You were like 31 or 32.
Okay.
That's like prime stuff.
I was doing great. I walked around in the mountains literally all day. No food, didn't need it. I was in my prime. Came home and was taking off my boot. And when I bent over to take off my boot, my right knee popped and put me on the ground. It hurt so bad. And ever since then, every now and then, it just flares up. Mostly when the weather's changing.
It's been pretty rough lately.
So that was what, a week ago?
Yes.
And now I can go up one step, one stair like usual. And
it's just a little lighter. One step, one stair. And I know what you mean, but in my head.
One footstep on each stair. 1 foot on each stair.
You see why it's hard to understand.
I mean, I'm trying my best.
I can go upstairs like a normal human.
That's a better way to say it.
There you go. I'm happy for you.
My father-in-law's knees acted up one time, and his chiropractor told him, and I verified this through a Google search, when you do go up or down steps, when you have 1 foot on each step, that puts like 3 times your body weight on that one joint. And I want to say 6 times, but
I have math face because I'm like, my body weighs the same.
I know, but Google it.
No, I get it. I like there's leverage and.
So instead of doing the 2 foot, 1 step method that I went through, he turned his body backwards and went down the stairs backwards, which seems like just a terrible
idea. I'm going to break the back of my head.
Yeah.
No diggity about them.
Hey, man, you know him. I'm not going to tell him how to live his life.
No. I mean, you've already tried to kill him with the Heimlich a couple times, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why it goes backward down the stairs.
Like, I just want to die. Leave me alone.
He didn't have enough oxygen getting to his brain.
He's never going to let me be towards his backside again.
It's like, no, I got to keep my eyes on John. Yep.
I'll walk backwards
to keep
that old man away from me. Yeah. I saw Santa Claus this year.
Was he kissing your mom?
He was on a motorcycle.
Okay, that's cool.
We have a motorcycle gang that lives close to our house.
And so, listen, that is not a lie, an exaggerate, like, or a rumor. Like, it is on the corner with the logo in the window with motorcycles outside all the time.
Yeah. So, I saw him in that area. I didn't see him leave from there, but he was in that four-way stop. But yeah, I mean, it was when the weather was great. So 70 degrees, me and my daughter chilling out, driving somewhere. And yeah, there's Santa Claus on a Harley, man.
I mean, what's better after you deliver gifts all over the world than just going for...
This was before gifts. So we were like, man, those elves are just...
They gotta be angry about that.
Working away, and he's down here in Kentucky on a motorcycle.
Scouting it out. Dang, I was hoping it was after. I totally get that. Yeah. Going out for a nice relaxing ride, you know?
No.
You know?
Beforehand, dog...
Do you do the Spotify Wrapped? Like, I know you listen to Apple Music. Does it do like a Wrapped? I think most softwares are doing that at this point. We shared our Spotify Wrapped as creators. However many people have listened to us, way too many, first of all, on each show and that kind of thing. We do something like that for the software that I work for. I think we might even call it Wrapped. I don't know, but.
I'm trying to see like. If Apple will even give you something like that.
Apple Music, or I used Amazon Music for a while. They called it something else. But what I'm trying to get at, do you use Life 360?
No.
As a family?
Mm-mm.
So we do. and it tracks where everybody is and it logs driving patterns and that kind of thing. So it's a helpful tool for our family. But it sent out its year in review report. Let's just call it that. Do you know what they called it? Log in now to see your year in review. See what Stalked says about you.
Wow.
Stalked. I don't think that's a word we're ready to joke about, is it?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's it's definitely a misdemeanor, depending on how deep you get into it. And I just like, how many people said that's a good idea in a meeting before they sent it out to what I assume is hundreds of thousands of customers?
And who's in that meeting? Like, did they get Jeffrey Dahmer on the board of Life 360?
They're like, yeah, let's, I mean, can we say creepily followed? No. Okay, let's go with Stalked.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, technically it is kind of like stalking.
It is. But to be clear, I would have opened it had it not said that, and I just didn't open it. So
who do you think you're stalking the most?
It's probably
your son, because he's driving.
Honestly, so we've talked to him about, you know what, I'm not going to follow your every move. I'm going to trust you unless you give me a reason not to. So I honestly don't. It's usually to see where Angie is so that we can best coordinate picking other kids up.
After how long have we been friends? Almost 20 years.
Oh yeah, surely 20. Not definitely not just the last five that I was going to say, but okay. Yeah.
But after that long, we shared our locations with each other this year.
We did.
I don't remember why.
I don't either. I don't either, but I think you used it to eat lunch once. I was on my way to record, and you're like, I got time to go eat.
Yeah, that's genuinely the primary. Only time I care where you are.
I don't know why we did that. And honestly,
were we in
like
a big city together? I don't know.
Maybe it was Crime Con stuff, something maybe like that. When we went to Crime Con, Nate and I have from Stove Leg fame. This is True Crime. That guy. We've done it for a while for similar reasons, but I really don't share it with anybody outside of family. Like
I don't even share it with my mom.
Haven't you shared it with like friend groups and stuff before?
I have. And then I was like,
I just never got into that, but I have no problem with you knowing where I am. We use Life 360 most of the time.
I'm almost always here.
When I go to find my, I'm always surprised. I'm like, oh, I know where Nate and John are.
Yeah.
And Gavin.
Why are they together?
Why? Without me. It's a company meeting and I'm left out.
Man, at some point I want to talk about watching Stranger Things at your house, because that was a lot of fun.
Well, let's take a break and do that. I got plenty more stories to go into. We can come back with that. And we're back here as John took advantage to go and grab a drink. You know, we got a lot to do, right? I was looking forward. I was like, we got so much time to record, but our schedules haven't allowed for it as much, so we're cramming.
Yeah, this I was going to tell you, I could care less if we even do one or not.
Adult version of cramming. So, we watched Stranger Things. If you've not watched it, go watch. Like, don't be that guy and be like, I'm not going to watch it because it's popular, even though I have 100% done that with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, still haven't watched that.
I really just do it to make one person mad, and it's so much fun. Stranger Things is very good.
What was that soccer show?
Ted Lasso?
I did it to that one for a while, and then I think you
I was going to say, you're really just punishing yourself at that point.
But, man, it was so good.
It's so good. Stranger Things, group of kids in the 80s, kind of overlaps with some government projects. The Montauk Project was one of the inspirations. We're in the last season. It's season 5, but it's taken us over a decade to get there, which is weird. Yeah. It seems not fair.
I genuinely don't even remember when season 4 came out. Like what year that
was? It was more than 2 years ago. Like, okay. I never thought we were going to get this.
I could have said it was before COVID, and I would have felt like that's how long it was.
I think that's when everything happened. Nothing has happened since the pandemic. But they're releasing their final season in 3 parts. There was volume 1 that was 4 episodes that came out on Thanksgiving. Volume 2 came out on Christmas. That was 3 episodes. And then by the time this airs, the last one will have come out, which is on New Year's Eve. So, I don't know, a lot of people traveling, whatever. We watched the first volume. The second volume was coming around, and we decided to watch it together.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you knew what that meant for you when you agreed to it.
So, was it Christmas it was Christmas
Day. It was Christmas Day.
So on Christmas Day, we've wrapped up, you know, opening the presents with the kids. We're making some Christmas dinner. Like, the in-laws are coming in. I'm having a wonderful day. And then I get a text from you. I want to read this verbatim, but I don't have it pulled up. So you fill some time.
So this is so to be clear, I watched this show. My whole family watched it. It was beautiful on Thanksgiving. We were all looking at the TV without our phones in our hands. It was lovely. We were all having a great time. I do have one kid that's a little bit more high strung about her viewing experience than others. So she has high expectations for behavior while watching stuff with her. And she actually came over and watched Wicked with you and did some other things. And she picked up on some of your tendencies and tried to get out in front of them before.
I feel like, yes, I displayed some of those tendencies, but I think it was more than just me.
It was.
So I get a text from you Christmas Day at 1:44 p.m. Just had a family meeting. Rules for watching Stranger Things. Okay, I almost just stopped right there and was like, I'm good. I'll watch it at my house.
I mean, I was a little worried about it, but I thought surely he'll understand the tongue-in-cheekness of this, even though it was also very, very real.
So, rules for watching Stranger Things. No talking during episodes. Completely agree. No phone usage during episodes. Let's push into it a little bit. Save all questions for between episodes. If you come, bring an Alani. We'll start promptly at 8. The watch time is 3 hours and 29 minutes, so with breaks, we should wrap up at 11:45. RSVP ASAP, okay? Question mark?
Read that last part again, just the letters.
RSVP ASAP, okay? Question mark?
I thought that was funny. Avery and I put that together.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Okay.
This was, I think I waited a few minutes. Let's see. So you sent that at 1:44. It took me until 2:28 to respond.
And you read it immediately.
Yeah. Number one, did Avery steal your phone or did you cut and copy this?
Yes. So I actually typed it with her watching over my shoulder, to be honest.
Number two, I will turn screen time off, but I can't promise I won't be on mine.
Yeah.
So meaning I'll turn my kids' phones off.
Yeah, it was a little touchy.
But I might be on mine. And then number three, do you have duct tape or super glue for my son?
Yes. So didn't need it. Everybody was great. The reason for the question statement is because Luke tends to ask a billion questions about everything because he doesn't pay attention. Like, he's asking us stuff that was established in season one of Stranger Things, and she just lost her mind. So that was for him. Also, I think you asked some during Wicked that she thought you should have known by watching. So that was partly toward you.
Yeah.
The only thing she seemed to get mad at, Luke was squirming because he also can't sit still. She got frustrated by that a little bit. I think otherwise it was good.
I was going to say, I genuinely tried to not have her look at me. So
when the next day I was like, how did you feel last night? She was like, I felt so powerful because she was like, everybody looked at me like they were afraid, and it was awesome.
There was a time when I had left something important at my house, so I had to leave. But I waited until a break, and she set a 5-minute break time rule. So I went to my house and back and took some medicine and got like a refill on drink and was back before the 5-minute time.
Yeah.
I drove about 70 miles an hour in my driveway.
That's great. Yeah, it was it was necessary. Thankfully, I mean, the new one comes out tomorrow. She's apparently watching that in the theater, which differences of opinion.
We're supposed to have like a church event at that time to ring in the new year. I'm thinking I'm just going to come home after youth group and watch Stranger Things.
I think
Things.
Church is Demogorgon free. I'm going to be out of state. So.
Oh, yeah. When are you leaving?
First thing in the morning, bright and early, going to Atlanta, watching a basketball game. I think we've decided to stop on the way back and stop at a B-Dubs and watch the Ohio State game and then go check into a hotel and watch Stranger Things.
That's a beautiful plan.
Instead of driving back and getting home at midnight,
dude,
and watching it in the car.
You know what? Kudos, man. That's a good plan.
We'll see how it goes.
I know that for your oldest son, that's a good plan for him, at least.
He was all, as soon as I mentioned it, because he was just planning on watching it on his phone. And he's
assuming they win, is that going to be the best day of his life? I mean,
they won a national title last year.
I know, but did he see an NBA game beforehand?
Maybe. No, he didn't. That's going to be a big day.
He went to the Ohio State-Tennessee game last year for the playoffs.
That was pretty amazing.
It was really cold, but they won. Like, that's a good day.
That's a good day.
But to see an NBA player that you've been looking forward to seeing eating B-dubs and probably watching Ohio State beat Miami.
And then watching the finale of Stranger Things.
And then, check into the motel and let that boy hit the hot tub for 10 minutes. Just take me out of this world, sweet Jesus. I'm done.
It's going to be a great day. I hope. We'll see. God, I also have to drive to Atlanta. Excited about that.
I don't know if that boy journals, but he needs the journal to
document this crap.
Dude.
I don't know if
I hope that he appreciates you as a dad, because that's incredible.
Can you tell him this?
I will. I'm going to text him right
appreciate
now.
That.
Like, you need to tell your dad thank you a lot tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to be a good
your
day.
Your dad loves you. I don't know what a father's love feels like, kids. So,
but I think it looks like this. Yeah. That's pretty messed up. I don't know if you know this, but Stranger Things largely shot in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
Yeah.
And I've been asked by my sons to, well, I've been asked by Luke to visit locations, to which Avery, I don't know. You know that movie where that girl gets mad and turns into a big red panda? It's like a cartoon. I don't know what it's called. I've never actually watched it, but that's pretty much what happened.
Cool.
So I think we're going to drive by a couple.
Is the panda Jack Black?
No, but that's awesome too. Okay. Kung Fu Panda. I think it's just called Red. I don't know.
Huh.
But I think we're going to drive by Hawkins Lab, which apparently they're about to tear down because people tried to break into it and died. So it's legitimately spooky.
They went to the Upside Down.
Yep. Couldn't so we're going to try out. To find that. Yeah. So all that to say, neither of us are watching the finale with Avery, so kudos. Yeah, Thanks for sticking it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, is she watching it at 8 o'clock p.m. there?
At the theater, yeah. Okay. Which,
I was going to say,
it's free at home. Just throwing that out there.
I had to buy Netflix this week. That's a long story.
Sorry.
I'm not going to tell it.
Really sorry to hear that.
I did see my cousin yesterday. I call her my niece. She's my cousin. I'm also going to adopt her one day. Yeah, so
I've heard you refer to her as your daughter.
So. Yeah. So she told me that we were talking about Stranger Things, and she's like, I just don't like Harper this year. Hopper? Harper.
It's Hop.
Hop.
Have you watched Stranger Things? This is the part of the problem.
I know.
Hopper. Jim Hopper.
So she's like, I just don't like him that much anymore. And I kind of got like a sad face, and she's like, I know you give Harper Hopper vibes.
You are Hopper.
Yeah.
In so many ways. Yeah.
Do you really think that? Because she said I gave off Hopper vibes.
I don't know who Harper is.
Dude, it's a struggle.
But he's a bigger, taller guy.
Yeah.
Very protective instincts. Very often.
He's protecting 11, but let's be real. She's protecting him.
Often no nonsense. So I get it.
Hates Russians.
He killed. He killed some Russians.
Well,
it's been a lot going on.
Talk about that on the air.
Nope, no admission. Speaking of Russians, Care Bears are making a comeback. That's leading into a story.
Okay, I didn't know if there was any tie between Care Bears and Russians.
There's not.
Okay.
Did you have more on?
No, I just
besides
I want
the
to
Hopper
hear
vibes.
Care Bear story.
So Care Bears are. They never really go away. Confession, I really liked Care Bears as a little kid. Anyway,
I didn't because I was a little boy growing up.
Right. G.I. Joe was on too. I chose Care Bears. So my mom wanted to get Caleb's daughters Care Bears for Christmas.
That's your nephew and his children.
Yeah. So her great granddaughters, she wanted to get them some Care Bears. Totally
what are those
cool.
to you, your great nieces?
They're all right. Yeah, I think that technically would be the thing. They didn't have them in Harlan Walmart. They had to order them, and they were delivered to Middlesboro Walmart.
Okay.
My brother and his wife.
As a crow flies, it's about 50 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
There's as you actually have to get there.
3,200 miles. Hobie and his wife did it, Jennifer. So they
found the time. Good.
They went and picked them up.
Awesome.
And brought them back and wrapped them. And I kid you not, these girls were head over heels. Like, they got 50,000 toys.
Were you there? Was this part of the Christmas that you got to observe?
It was. They did not put the Care Bears down. It caused a big problem because I wanted to hold the Care Bears, whatever. Okay. So fast forward to the day after Christmas.
Okay.
Middlesboro Walmart calls Jennifer and they say, hey, your order's here. She said, what order? They said, two Care Bears. She said, I already picked those up. They were like, well, they're here. You need to come get them. So she went down there and said, look, I've picked these up. I don't know what the confusion is, but I don't need the Care Bears.
She drove there for that?
Well, she
did was, she have other stuff there? Like
they legitimately live closer. They live closer to the Pineville area.
In my mind, that's just a really long drive. Okay.
It's really not that bad. Oh, okay. Like that's the mall people go Christmas shopping at. So it's like to Lexington-ish. But she went, so she was like, fine, I'll take them. So she goes home. So now we got extra Care Bears.
And they're the same
Care Bears? Care Bears. So
how many Care Bear variety, like how many options are there? Four?
I mean.
Two? I don't know.
I mean, at this point, because they have like Stranger Things themed, probably 100. And once you get into the Care Bear cousins, I mean, laughs a lot monkey. Am I right?
I didn't realize there were that many. That's insane. It's making money. I get it. I just can't believe there's that many.
Braveheart Lion? No?
Really?
Yeah.
Braveheart?
I don't know what his name is.
It's not connected to the Mel Gibson movie.
We don't know. I think I have some theories. Anyway, so she gets home. So now she has two Care Bears at home. The girls have the Care Bears.
It's like Gremlins. Did you tell them that you accidentally poured water on them and they multiplied?
And then the phone rings.
She's got to take those things back.
It is Middlesboro Walmart. And they said, ma'am, we have your order.
What?
She said, what order? They said, your two Care Bears are here.
And this is all in the same day?
Well, Christmas happened a few days before. But then like the day after Christmas, they'd already given the girls Care Bears, say, 3 days before.
Okay.
The day after Christmas, they call. When she gets home from picking them up, they call her about another order of
Care
Bears.
It's like Groundhog Day meets Walmart.
It is. It's Walmart Day. And she's like, all right, so I was literally just there, and you handed me two Care Bears, and I brought them home. I did not order six Care Bears. Now, keep in mind.
Hold on. Did your mom order these?
No, Hobie did.
Did Hobie order eight Care Bears? And this is legitimately not Walmart's problem?
This might be a Hobie problem. I have a Hobie story coming up. So she says, I'm not coming back. Look, I just came from there. I mean, I had to kill two horses on my way. And they said, okay, fine. We will refund your money for those Care Bears.
This is a win-win-win.
So they got four Care Bears for free. Completely for free.
Yeah.
So several things. How are we in the year 2025 and Walmart's still having these problems? Second thing, how rich could they have gotten here? Like, go pick them up from Middlesboro, return them to Harlan and get a refund every time?
Every time.
I assume they're $15, $20 again. Each. Yeah, I mean, $20 a day in Care Bears and Care Bucks? Like, that's...
I still don't know how long of a drive it is, but it's sounding more and more worth
it. Well, here's the thing. Well, I guess you have to return them somewhere else. I don't know. Layaway or whatever's in the other end of the store, just take it up front and return it.
Yeah.
Or just
save them until you got to go to Walmart anyway.
And I was like, I need to return 86 Care Bears. So
I bought a lot of Care Bears.
Would you have, I don't know, let it play out and see how many, where does this Care Bear scenario end? Could we have ended up with 100 free Care Bears?
Oh,
how long do you let it go?
Man, I don't know.
Because I want to say that's she had a lot of integrity to kind of cut it off there.
Yeah.
And they kind of forced her to take the refund.
You know, at some point, it's on them, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she did what she needed to do.
So either I can get rich from returning them, or I can give Care Bears to all the world's children.
I would do that.
And be a hero. Yeah. Santa who? Jamie Claus is coming to town, you know?
Man, I've got kind of a similar story.
Okay.
In that I got two things that were kind of expensive for free.
Care Bears.
I'm going to pull something out of my pocket, and it's going to be a little sharp.
Did you think I was worried about you, like, pulling a weapon on me?
Well, it is a weapon.
Watching you trying to get that knife out has been great.
So,
okay.
Initial thoughts on that.
solid looking knife. The blade feels good and sturdy. It is well put together, not wobbly, nothing loose.
You able to see a maker's mark on that blade?
Benchmade?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Benchmade knife. Nice, nice model of knife. I like it.
So that is...
You can close it because you opened it. For anybody out there listening, that is how it's done.
Not a switchblade, but it has this button, so you can do that, flick your wrist.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why you have arthritis.
Yeah.
Because of that knife.
I'm flicking my knife. So I got this yesterday.
Okay, because you told me about it about 2 weeks ago.
Well, here's the thing. So it says Benchmade. I bought it off the TikTok shop.
TikTok.
So it could. I don't think this is actually a Benchmade, but it looks, feels, and cuts just like one.
Very sharp.
It does the paper test where you just drag it on the paper. It cuts it. So I ordered this on December the 6th.
Okay.
And it said it would be here by Christmas. It said it'd be here on like the 17th. So the 17th comes, and I'm watching the tracking, and it's going from Kansas City to Indianapolis, and then back to Kansas City, and then back to Indianapolis. It does this four times. And then finally, it just sits, like on around the 20th, it just sits in Kansas and says, in transit. So I'm like, so I email.
Kansas is such a terrible place.
I emailed TikTok and they were like, well, we'll issue a refund when UPS or USPS says that it's lost. So then I go to USPS website, put in the tracking and declare a problem. Like this is something's wrong. It's lost.
Sure.
So they refund my money. The day after I get the refund, these two knives show up in my mailbox.
Two knives. Did you order two?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So technically I got these two knives for free.
Okay. Who takes the hit on that, you think? TikTok?
UPS? Probably the seller.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm not going to email the guy and say, I'd like to give you 30-something bucks
right.
for these knives. You know?
Yeah.
So
you got two.
Maybe it is a USPS. Maybe if it's insured.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
I don't sell things.
But, you know, that's part of it. You cut it as a loss, that's less money you pay on your taxes.
Yep.
Everybody wins.
Could use that to open some Care Bears, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I like it. It's a nice knife.
You know who we should report that to? And that's Deputy Hobie.
Tell me a Deputy Hobie story.
We are at a couple days before Christmas, celebrating Christmas at my mom's house. I don't know, like 15 people in the house. It's a lot. It's loud. But you know what we hear outside?
And Harlan, gunshots? Or the whistle of a coal mine.
Yeah, neither of those would get our attention. That is constant. We heard sirens.
Coon dog. Okay. I bet you heard of the coon dogs, too, sirens.
Yeah, absolutely. They were treed. No. So we heard sirens. And everybody
is
was
it like a
like,
Batman situation? Did he get the Peter Tingle or something?
He immediately whipped out his badge, put it on his like shirt pocket. Somehow
it's
produced
his pajama shirt.
He produced a Mountie hat and put it on his head and said yippity skippity and ran out the door to go and find the siren. He went siren chasing.
Did he actually get in his car and leave?
No, he didn't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
But when it happened, I suggested that he do that. I was like, don't you have somewhere to be? Don't you have a responsibility?
Does he have a scanner in there?
Like, what are you doing?
Radio?
Like, where's your walkie talkie? Do you have like a shoulder radio? He's like, no, I'm just allowed to pull people over. I can't arrest them. I was like, you're allowed to pull people over? He's like, yeah.
I mean, I do.
Like, do you have one of those blue lights you put on top of the car? I picture he's somewhere between Roscoe P. Coltrane on Dukes of Hazzard and Barney Fife on Andy Griffith, where he's not allowed to have any bullets.
He's got a revolver and one bullet that he keeps in his pocket.
That's it. Separate pockets.
Man, yeah. Officer Hobie
yippity
reporting
skippity.
For doobie. Duty.
He met me, taking my mom home. He met me in the middle. He was like, I'm stuck behind a coal truck. And I'm like, I mean, put your signal on and you escort that coal truck to safety and come meet me at the Arby's like we agreed to.
There's an Arby's in Harlan?
Yes, there is actually, but that's not where we met. We met at the one in Pineville. But yeah, there's an Arby's, which is right there as you get into Harlan to try to catch people going to Racks, but nobody falls for it.
Yeah. Man, Racks is like, it should be an institution. Like I know there were more Racks at one time throughout the state, but like it needs to have a comeback.
It's not like a niche thing that's like, oh, just because there's only like it's good, like yes. legit good.
I have been taken to restaurants that are like nostalgic for people, and it's a one of a kind mom and pop place, and because of the memory that it holds in their heart, you know, it's special to them, but the food isn't that good.
Yep.
This is both for you. This is nostalgic. It's right now one of a kind, but the food is amazing.
It's so good.
You brought me a roast beef one time. That thing was BBC 8 hours straight. Old when I yep. ate it. I put it in the air fryer to warm it back up, and it was amazing. I cannot imagine eating it there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But there's still Arby's. It's good. You tried to take a bite of it.
Arby's used to be good. I just don't think it's good anymore.
I like it. It's all right. But it's just, it reminds me that I don't have racks. I haven't tried the steak nuggets.
Yeah, I want to try those.
I'm sure Gavin has. He tries. He loves Arby's. It's his favorite.
I was at work, and I had to meet a lady to do something. She hadn't ate yet, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and she's like, do you care if I stop and get something? And I was like, no, that's fine. And, I mean, I'm not trying to be sexist, but I was expecting, like, I don't know, there's a Panera bread.
You're going to let her get a salad?
There's jeez, like, John. You know, I thought maybe she'd do that, and she's like, I'm going to go to Arby's. And she ordered panini? Beef and cheddar, and I was like, all right, respect.
That's what's you up.
Know, respect.
Did you ask her if she knows about racks? Because if so, she wouldn't have eaten it.
I didn't.
So in case people haven't figured it out, we don't have an actual like gimmick topic.
One of our friends, Chris, said that he prefers this episode.
Yeah. You know?
He doesn't like when we do extra stuff.
Avery craps on it. She's like, oh, you did catching up number 500. It's like, well, we haven't seen each other.
Yeah.
If we don't tell the stories now, they're not fresh. They're not funny.
The day after I yelled at my neighbor, I texted you. Did you hear me yell at the neighbor?
Yeah.
And you said, no, I was like, I'll tell you about it on the air.
Yeah. I'm glad you texted me, and I was just glad it wasn't me or the new neighbor. I
haven't met them yet.
We don't need new enemies, so I'm glad it wasn't a new neighbor.
Have you met that guy yet?
No. I mean, he moved in right next to me. If we never talk, it'll be great.
I wonder how the other neighbor feels about that.
I'm sure. Well, we haven't talked about it at all, actually. I see
we need
him
to have him
bit.
On the air sometime.
I don't know if the internet's ready for that guy's ideas. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. He's great.
Great guy.
We were watching basketball together, and somebody did a Euro step, and I was like, hey, you're from Europe. It's your step.
It was funny. I don't even know what that means.
I'll tell you when you're older.
Fair enough.
I go pick up some Care Bears.
All right, man. We love y'all. Please leave us a rating and review, and happy stinking New Year. See you later.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.